after all of this other business, and God's got something else. And we've got simply, here's what we got to do. We got to surrender to God. We got to dedicate to God and relegate everything that we are to God. Nothing can bypass God by accident. I can't keep anything God wants you to do from you. But when the will of God transpires, everybody begins to feel it, and it begins to migrate toward that direction. You don't push God around. And you don't change God. God changes us. Amen. I never dreamed that I'd pastor a church like this. Here's what I wanted to do. I wanted to be a part of bus ministry. And I wanted to drive a bus the rest of my life and just fill it up with children. And I did that several times. I broke the law and had 100 kids on my bus. Amen. I read in the book of Ephesians where the Bible said, against such there is no law. So I put 100 people on there. Amen. That's what I wanted to do. But God kept doing things because I stayed with the truth. I stayed with the doctrine. Amen. I didn't flim-flam around and then look at back at the end of my life and find out I didn't really get anywhere working it my way. But I turned it loose and let God. Listen, whosoever transgresses and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ doesn't even have God. Don't get mad at me. We're reading the Bible. If we don't abide in the doctrine, it didn't say just the love of Jesus. It didn't say just the good spirit feeling of the Lord. But it said the doctrine of Christ. That's His word. They hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son, because they are one, of course. And then the next verse says, if there come any unto you and bring not his doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. No association with people like that. Amen. In other words, anybody can be your friend, but we're not to be persuaded by people that don't abide by the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Because if we are, then we can be knocked around by any wind of doctrine that blows. Is that not scripture? For he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds. Amen. Here's what that's saying. You're sitting at home. You belong here. The doctrine is being preached. Amen. And as the country boy said, the truth is being teached. Amen. And you're getting all of that. And then all of a sudden, all these great accolades start coming your way from another area. You'll never be used over there. You'll never get whatever, God. You're going to lose your talent. God's going to take away. Who are they to say what God's going to take away and what God's going to give? The Bible said when they come to your house, don't grant them Godspeed. You shouldn't even fellowship with them because they're going to sow seeds of doubt. Amen. And so here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Godspeed. We're going to talk about Godspeed. Amen. Let's look to the Lord. Jesus, we pray your will. We pray your way. We pray your spirit. We pray your presence. We pray your anointing. Holy Ghost, make it known to us tonight that you are greater than anything in this world. And you, Lord, are even greater than I am. You're greater than any individual. You're greater than any other persuasion. You're greater, God, than all things. Lord, we love you tonight. We pray, God, your wisdom, your will. Let us walk in the Holy Ghost. God bless our preaching. God bless our teaching and our reaching here tonight. In the mighty and the wonderful name of the Lord. And somebody shout amen. God bless you as you're seated just now. Hallelujah. It's easy to come into the house, but it's another thing to become a part of the house. Amen. If you remember in the Old Testament, amen, they came to a brazen altar. On that brazen altar is where they sacrifice lambs and bullocks and goats, and they sacrifice oxen and cows and sheep and all manner of turtle doves and things of that nature. Amen. And then all of that took place in there. And when you went into the inner court, there were candlesticks and there was incense that would... And what we do is that when we come into this house, we feel the Spirit of God, and that's absolutely awesome, and that's wonderful. And we feel the presence of God, Brother Mike. We feel that anointing that can break any kind of yoke. Man, by the time we leave a church service on Sunday night, we feel like David did when he said, I could run through a troop and leap over a wall. Amen. And we feel all of that, and it's powerful. But you've got to understand why that the incense went up in the tabernacle. Because when the high priest went in there, he had blood on him. He had stuff on him from those animals that he sacrificed. He didn't smell real good. And when he offered incense, that incense would fill a great sweet aroma, would fill the tabernacle where he was. And you couldn't even tell that he had been out there doing all that sacrifice and cutting through those animals and all of that blood and body fluid and all of that was all over him, because the incense from the smoke from the incense would cover all of that smell. When you come into a Sunday night service at Landmark, the first thing that goes up your nose is the incense. The first thing you sense is how great it feels. It smells so wonderful. Amen. We've had people visit and they just stand like a hound dog just sniffing. And I said, do you like it? They said, oh man, I love that new smell. Like a new car around here, I guess. And yet, but when service is going, all the hand clapping, all the foot stomping, all the aisle running, all the leaping for joy, and people think that that just happens at Landmark. Would you understand that that just does not happen? But that before the incense went forth, that there was a lot of sacrifice that took place. Hello? Amen. Now, there's a little bit of talk rifled around and riffled around, and I just want to shut it down right here and let you know that those that like to say, if you're not part of the Marshburn family, then you're not going to be used at Landmark. Listen, there were three times the people up here on the platform than there is in my family. Amen. There's more leadership than there is in my family. There's more of you out there worshiping than there is in my family. Amen. Don't listen to that, because that is not the doctrine of Christ. Those that want to say that, where were you when we started this stuff? When it was just our family, and when it was just Donna, and when it was just her mother, amen, and her family, amen. Two families in there trying to have church. What would you have said about that? Hallelujah. You got to understand something. The devil doesn't want your hide in this house, amen, but you need to bow up at the devil and let him know, I don't care. You're an accuser of the brethren, and I'm not going to listen to it. You're a liar and you're a father of lies, and I'm not going to listen to it. What God has for me, God will give to me, and no man can stop it. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. And so the incense would go up and cover all the smell of all that sacrifice. You're smelling the incense right now. But let me tell you this. Before God ever uses you in a great way, you're going to have to get a hold of some doctrine. You're going to have to get a hold of some truth. You're going to have to get a hold of some absolutes. And you're going to have to finally say, this is absolutely right. That this is absolutely the truth. I'm not talking about just our church, honey. This is being preached all the way around the world. People are receiving the Holy Ghost as I speak right now by the hundreds and by the thousands. Amen. And no matter what you believe, you can't stop it. I'm not talking about just Landmark. I'm talking about the Word of God. And you're going to have to come up with some absolutes. This silly doctrine about, hallelujah, don't matter what you believe, everybody's going to heaven. Where is that in the Word of God? Where is that in the Scripture? Where is that? That don't even make sense. Why would he come and bleed and die for us so that we could be born again if you can believe anything you want to believe and be saved? Why would he come and teach us a gospel? Amen. I'm teaching a wonderful couple a Bible study. We finished last night on the last lesson, and they looked at one another and they said, "Oh my word, is that all there is?" And I looked at them and I said, "No." I said, "You come back next week, we'll teach you something else." They went in a panic mode, and I wasn't going to let them panic, and I wasn't going to cut it off like that. And I said, "No, it ain't all. You come back, we'll teach something else." So next week, we're going to go into His marvelous light. But I told them, I said, next week's not going to be to you. It's going to be for you so you can go give it to somebody else. Amen. Amen. You know what? And if Devin and his wife were here tonight, I would still say this. Amen. I asked him, I said, "Now, tell me what the gospel is." And they looked like deer in the headlights. I said, "That's why you're here." I said, "Let Pastor tell you what the doctrine is. Turn with me to the scripture." We went to scripture and we found out that the gospel is this: 3 steps, death, burial, and resurrection. When he died, when he was buried in the tomb, and then when he resurrected. That's the gospel. 3 steps. Now, how do I apply that gospel to me? I apply that gospel to me through the death, the burial, and the resurrection. How do I do that? Amen. One little ignorant guy climbed up a tree and said, How can I be born again? Do I go back in my mother's womb? No, no, no. That's not what I'm talking about, Nicodemus. Come down. Let me explain this stuff. I'll share it with you and I'll tell you. Amen. Here's the gospel for us. Repentance. The Bible says we die with him in repentance. Did you know that some of those churches that we believe everybody's going, that did you know that there's some churches that don't even preach repentance no more? Brother Todd, they don't preach repentance. You know what they say? "You just believe in Jesus Christ, your personal Savior. You got it, honey." Really? Well, then why did he die? Why didn't he just come and say, "Believe, I'm out of here. I'm going to go make you a mansion now." I mean, the whole Bible could have been written in a paragraph instead of 66 full books. Amen. And so what is the gospel? Gospel to me is repentance. That's the first. Listen, what they're saying is right. Amen. If you don't believe in Jesus Christ, there's no need to repent because you don't believe in him. If you don't believe in him, there's no need for the second step. What is the second step? The second step is baptism in Jesus' name. This is where all religions want to get real quiet. This is where all religions want to kick us out of their association. You want to pray over your sick in Jesus' name so they'll be healed. You want to pray over your groceries in Jesus' name so they'll be multiplied. You want to pray over your finances in Jesus' name so God will give you more money. But you don't want to put his name on your baptism? And you don't want to think that's an important issue? Are you listening to me? Amen. So we die with him at repentance. We are buried with him. The Bible tells you this. We are buried with him in baptism. Hallelujah. And we are resurrected with him when we receive the Holy Ghost. We get a power and an authority that will raise us up above the death and the calamity and the sin and the mess that this world is in. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody shout praise the Lord. Amen. And the whole reason I even brought that subject up tonight, that's Tuesday night stuff, I realize that. But the whole reason I even would bring all of that up is this. We have the truth. We have the Spirit. We have the doctrine. We know what the gospel is. Amen. But now we've got to get it to a world that don't know it, and we've got to do it fast. We need some God speed. We need to press the accelerator. We've got to speed it up. We've got to get it out there. We've got to give it everything we've got. Is anybody on my team? Does anybody believe what I'm saying? We don't have long to do what God has for us to do. It ain't about my name on the platform. It ain't about my name in an office. It ain't about my name. Hallelujah. I would to God that some of you would understand. Amen. There is a place for everybody, because not everybody wants to be a soul winner. Not everybody wants to bring a whole row of people that have never been to church before. No, they got their eyes on all this other stuff. Praise God. And sad to say, even in the UPC, we probably got 2,000 preachers that are sitting on the pews and sitting on the platform. They're not even going to retirement centers. That's beyond them. Hallelujah. They wouldn't go to a children's home and share the gospel. That's beyond them. And so since everything's so beyond them, and I can't believe that's all I got to do in that program, and because everything's so beyond them, they just sit there idle on a platform, happy as all get out, because everybody's gets the chance to look at them. Amen. You know what I wish I could do? I wish I could drive a bus. I wish I could fill it up again. I wish I could put 100 kids on a bus again. Hallelujah. But God's got me doing something else. But there's something you can do. There's something everybody could do. There's no big me's and little you's in this house. There's only us. And together we will gather and have revival. But we've got to speed it up. We got to get with it. We got to turn it on and we got to turn it up. We've got to have some God speed. My. He's calling us out. He's calling us out with a spiritual mentality. He's calling us out. He's calling us out of the wrong philosophies, and he wants to put us into the lives of the lost. It's the Holy Ghost saying, hey, get with the program. Amen. And set the setbacks all aside. Amen. Praise God. Listen, Paul said, tell my friends to come with all speed. Amen. Especially, I need my parchments. I need to write. Amen. They're getting ready to cut my head off. I'm fixing to give my life for this gospel. Tell Timothy to hurry up with my books and parchment and my coats. It's cold here. Tell him to hurry up and get here. Give him some speed about it. Give him some get up. Let him understand that it's a time of urgency. We preach Paul all the time. Everybody in religion preaches Paul, but they don't even know what they're preaching. Did you know that the church in Corinth and different areas, by the time just before Paul died, almost all of his associates had turned their back on him for preaching the truth? Paul preached what I'm preaching, and they turned their back on him. And so now we have religion has the honor and the opportunity of just picking out chosen parcels of what Paul said and leaving out the rest, like arise and be baptized, calling on the name of the Lord, stuff like that. Amen. Paul said, tell my friends to come. Tell them to come. Stop considering what I'm talking about. And let's just get up and do it. And let's do it fast. And let's do it in a hurry. All speed. Somebody shout, all speed. Amen. If you're going to get up and get after something, you're going to have total confidence in it. You're going to have confidence in the truth. You're going to have confidence in prayer and fasting and commitment and dedication. And yes, taking the word of God. Listen, they're going to come because they love you. They're going to come because you're their friend. They're going to come because they see your lifestyle and it's different and they want to know what that's about. They're going to come. But if you don't ever get the word of God into them, they'll come a Sunday when they won't be there. And then they won't be there the next Sunday. And they won't be there next Sunday. I'm preaching Bible study. We've got a director for home Bible study. And it's going over some of us like water on a duck's back. Because we feel like that's not important. Example is more. Yes, example is. So show them. Exemplify the word of God. Amen. Show them why you believe what you believe. And tell them where it's at. So they can have a chance. So they can have an opportunity. And so they can have that privilege. Praise God. Confidence, truth, prayer, fasting, all of that. Rise to the challenge and be apostolic, be Pentecostal, be firebrands among wet wood. Hallelujah. Don't ever stop. And when you determine that you're never going to stop, don't ever slow down. Hallelujah. Move with your worship, your praise, your witness. Move with your follow-up. Move with your calling. Hallelujah. If God puts someone on your heart, call them. Don't debate about it. Don't even think about it. I remember Merle Ewing had his list, and it's the reason why I started writing a list. I learned from all these guys. I didn't get to go to Bible study and seminar and cemetery and all of that stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. I learned from the School of Hard Knocks, and I learned listening to great people. And Merle Ewing said, I made my list to do that day for God, and it was 1 through 10 or 15 or whatever it was. Amen. And going to see George was about number 6, and Brother Ewing was on his way to number 1, whatever that was. And on his way to number 1, the Lord spoke to him at a stop sign and said, I want you to go see George right now. And Brother Ewing, you know, he had a sense of humor. He's gone on to his reward now, but he had a sense of humor. And he said, Lord, he said, I'm ahead of you. I got him on the list. And the Lord said, no, I want you to go see George now. He said, Lord, he's number 6. It would be very convenient if I could go. I've got it in a route thing, you know. It's real convenient. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And George is right there on number. He said, okay, let's do this. You go ahead and do number 1. I'm going to see George. That's what he felt God was saying. And then he said, Lord, you might go see George, but you're not going without me. I'm going to see George too right now. So when, listen, Just wave at me if God's ever put anything on your heart to call somebody or I think you need to make contact with somebody. Amen. Listen, my hand is still up when I ask this next question. How many times did you say, well, I'll do it, but I got my hands full right now. I'm real busy right now. I'm in the middle of something right now, and I'll get to it. And then think about it again a week later and realize you never got to it. I'm just telling you. We need some Godspeed. Amen. We need some attitude and spirit that says, Lord, you say it, I'll do it. I'll drop what I'm doing in the name of Jesus, and I'll act upon what you want me to act upon. I'm not talking about being silly. I'm not talking about going against the grain and being an odd duck. Amen. We're all in this together. We're one body. Amen. Everybody's a limb or a finger or a foot or whatever in one body. But I am saying, if God tells you to call, if God tells you to write a letter, if God tells you to walk up and encourage, meet somebody you don't know, teach a Bible study, share the Word of God. Amen. It's time to have some Godspeed about it and get on it. Go with it and let it happen and make it come to fruition. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Don't stop. Get up and move. Amen. This is not just Landmark's revival. It's your personal revival, and it is my personal revival, and it's their revival. The Bible says the Lord rides on a swift cloud. Amen. It means that the Lord is in a hurry to get this done. Amen. Move when God wants you to move. Praise the Lord. Paul was in Athens, and he said, come with all speed. Praise God. Our foreign missions, Tori doing an awesome job keeping us reminded about what we're doing. I look for the future when we could do so much more. Praise God. Amen. And then home missions and home mission offering is coming up. It's due before the end of January. Amen. We've got a church payment, just a payment alone of over $9,000. And so, but yet we are going to give to home missions because it's a Godspeed thing. We've got to get to these people. We've got to make this work. Hallelujah. And then Landmark itself. Amen. An electric bill. I think the electric bill is over $1,000. I'm not going to perplex you with that. I'm not going to trouble you with that. You just continue to give and we'll do our best to pay it. My wife and I have given several weeks of our own income, our own pay, praise God, toward this building. Why? Because it's a vision. It's a dream. It's what God has sent us here. He didn't send us here to be comfortable. He didn't send us here to sit back and relax. He sent us here to speed up. He sent us here to do a quick work, do a fast thing. Amen. My. Let's do this thing, Landmark. Don't stop, but let's just get there. And when we get there, let's get there fast. Paul didn't want to be there alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. The call is going out to rise up and get here from the lazy boy and apathy, from the bed, from the comfort zone. I wonder if God could take individuals and press your accelerator tonight. I wonder if God could just get a hold of you and to the point that there's a line in front of Brother Mike Yonce tonight saying, I need me a chart. I need some more Into His Marvelous Light. I'm going to do this thing. I've never done this thing. Pastor has preached his guts out about it, and I have never even thought twice about it. Hallelujah. I'm just so spiritual. I'm above all of that. And people look at me and they just want to live for God. If that's true, they would be here tonight, but they're not. And so let me just say this, hallelujah. Godspeed will urge you into areas that you've never been before. I don't have confidence in that area. I didn't either. I'm the one. What was that word that I didn't get right? What was it? Conscience. It was conscience. I taught a whole lesson on search for truth on conscience. And when I got finished preaching that hour of preaching about conscience, they were crying and weeping. I don't know if they felt sorry for me. Listen, you don't qualify. You just do it. You just go for it. And it all works out. It all pans out. It all, you know, I'm afraid of failure. Me too. But go out there and fail a few times. Go out there and build your faith through failure and let God bless you with an accomplishment. Aren't some of you that I taught home Bible study glad that I didn't quit because I failed a few times? And aren't you glad that I found out it wasn't conscience? Amen. Call's going out. Hallelujah. And I wonder if God can cause you to press your accelerator. Everything we do, we need to do faster. Quick works. I'm just saying, many of you... I'm not even going to go there, but I just know this. You know, at any given time, I can be at a hospital, then Walmart, at a retirement center, and I can do that in 30 minutes. I can be at prayer at church, Bible study, counseling with great people, and I can get all that done before lunch and go back at it again. The right place at the right time is no accident with God, and that's exactly where you are right now. You are at the right place at the right time because, again, the Spirit draws and the doctrine holds. You've got the Spirit. Now let's get the doctrine so He can hold you and you can grip hold of others. You're in the right place. We come so close sometimes to telling God to wait. Amen. For this or for that or whatever. Amen. But we don't tell God to wait. Amen. He told us not to trust in chariots. That's strength. Not to trust in horses, that's power, amen, but to trust in God. Let's stand together. Paul said, don't stop and get here fast. Get here fast. Praise the Lord, amen. Do you like what I preached? Do you like what they sang? Did you like the service the way it went? Can I ask you another question? What are you going to do if it's a service you don't like? What are you going to do if it's a song you didn't like or a sermon that you didn't like? Are you going to quit? Are you going to go somewhere else? Are you just going to give up and keep floundering around and look back at the end and say, I never accomplished a thing because I was never attached and I never went deep. David said, deep crieth unto deep. Amen. Hallelujah. Not the shallow, frivolous, but the deep things of God, the anointing of the Lord and the sweet Spirit of God, the mercy and the grace of God. Hallelujah. You're in the right place. This is the right time. We're not trusting in everything else, but we're trusting in God. It's not normal times. It's fast-paced times. We need a fast-paced church that can respond. Hallelujah. Amen. We need to look at it like this. Next week is here. Let's get this stuff done. Let's feel challenged by God to accomplish. Let's feel challenged by God to reach out, to trust and believe. Amen. I just wonder tonight if there's anybody that wants to take the trip with me to Godspeed. Amen. I want to go into homes and wish them Godspeed. People in my home to wish them Godspeed. People in Bible study to wish them Godspeed. Amen. To wish the blessings of God on them. To wish the anointing of the Spirit upon them. To wish the goodness of the Lord upon them. The anointing of God, the saving grace, and most importantly, the doctrine of the truth upon them. Amen. Can I give you this? All that furniture in the Old Testament. And I know this. I know this for a fact. Denominations are not preaching the tabernacle of Moses in the wilderness. They are not preaching it because they don't comprehend it. Because the book of Hebrews said that's a shadow of things to come. That means that's an example of Jesus Christ in the New Testament. That brazen altar was his sacrifice. That bread inside the inner court was his flesh. That inner court, that holiest of holy place, that's the Holy Ghost. That's where the Spirit abode between the seraphims on the mercy seat. Again, death, burial. When they washed at the laver, that represented baptism. It's all in there. If they would teach it, they had to wash. Sacrifice had to be given. Or if they walked into the holiest of holies without doing that, they died. The high priest died. So he had to make sure. The sacrifice, then the inner court, they had to wash. And then the holiest of holies, where the Holy Ghost was, that's where they got a word from the mercy seat. It's no different today. We have become the sacrifice. We lay it on the altar for God's consumption. We're the ones being baptized, washing in baptism, calling on the name of the Lord. His name is Jesus. And being filled with the Holy Ghost. Not because it feels good, but because it was commanded of God to be filled. He said, go to the city of Jerusalem, find yourself in an upper room, and there you will be endued with power. They got power when they got the Holy Ghost. That means without the Holy Ghost, we have no power. So why wouldn't we want the Holy Ghost? Why would they go out and preach whole sermons against speaking in tongues? Because there's no Godspeed. They don't want it. God told me not to even give it to them. But there are those that want it. And there are those that need it. And there are those that hunger for it. And I wonder if there are those here tonight that will help me give it to them. And if so, would you come and receive something from God that would be assistance, that would be a help, that would be a strength to you, that would be a blessing to you, that God could use, something God can touch. A vessel that can become a vessel of honor. A vessel used and blessed of God. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. We're coming to the altar because that's where things are fixed. We're coming to the altar because that's where things are arranged and made better and greater for God's glory. Lord, you're my desire. That's what you are.
Nothing else will do. Because nothing else can take your place.
Nothing can take your place. The Word of God, the Spirit of God, the anointing of God.
Feel the warmth in your embrace.
I feel it. Holy Ghost, I feel it. I feel it.
Help me find a way.
Help me find a way.
Bring me back to you.
Bring me back. Bring me back. Bring me back, Lord. Feel it.
Jesus, you're all that I want. You're all.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Worship with it.
Draw me close to you. Never, never
closer,
let me
Lord.
Go, Lord.
Closer.
Never let me go.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Lay it all down again.
Oh, yes. Jesus.
To hear you say.
Nothing else will do.
Cause nothing else can take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find my way, Lord. Help me find the way.
Bring me back.
Bring me back to you.
Oh, yes.
You're all I want.
Could we give him praise for his presence?
Just to
Could we give him praise for his
to
touch?
Just to be close to you.
I cannot help but feel the Lord is coming up to somebody and just putting his arm around and saying, just calm down. Just relax. Let me feel your mind instead of you feel your mind. Let me feel your heart instead of you feeling your own heart. Let me build your fire instead of you building your own little fire. Let me do that. There's time. There's time for God to accomplish what he needs to accomplish. You say, Pastor, that's kind of opposite of what you've been talking about. You got
to
get what I'm saying here. Godspeed means wake up in the morning and make up your mind that you're going to go ahead and do what God's been dealing with you to do for years, months, and weeks. I don't care if you go at it 2 miles an hour. If you get up doing it in the morning, that's a lot quicker than years. You understand what I'm saying? Godspeed. Just greeting God in the morning and God greeting you with Godspeed. Going forth and accomplishing. I'm doing this, Lord. I don't know really what I'm doing. I don't know how. I know there's a lot of things I've got to learn, but I'm putting myself out there for it. And I will learn. I will know. I will find out. It will come to me because that's where I'm going to be hanging out. There's something at Landmark. There's something in the sanctuary. There's something I'm feeling. And I try to grab it, God, and then I try to take it other place. It doesn't work that way. Without an upper room experience, there is no way you can tell anybody about what it is. How are we going to share the doctrine if we don't know it? How are we going to share truth if we don't know the truth?
Like you.
Not one person here is better than anybody else. Please don't read that between the lines. Our confession is this. If anything, we were worse than anybody else. That could be why God gave us this, so He could help us. And we wouldn't just drive ourselves to complete self-annihilation and ruination. But since He has saved us and He has given us this, we owe it to our fellow man to give them the same opportunity and the same privilege. This is our mission field. And we're going to go and we're going to make a difference. And that being said, I say to all of you, Godspeed. In Jesus' name, Godspeed. God richly blesses. You're dismissed in Jesus' wonderful name. Shake somebody's hand. Greet one another and go with God and let God go with you.